Hey guys, welcome to the Faith in Field podcast. My name is Grant Bemzel, the host of this podcast. The mission for this podcast is to give track and field athletes the platform to share their testimonies and experiences of what God has done through athletics, specifically in the sport of track and field. My hope is that God will reach athletes who need to hear these stories in order for their own faith journey and maybe athletic journey to be strengthened. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the podcast and give us a follow on Instagram at faith_N_field. We're active on Instagram, so send us a DM and to let us know what you think or even a prayer request. I pray that this podcast will be a good representation of Christ and wish that you would all help me keep accountable in that. Thanks for listening and God bless. Well, today I'm recording episode 0 in the Faith in Field podcast. This is going to give you a quick glimpse of who I am, how I came to know the Lord, and my passion for throws and track and field. The first installment of the Faith in Field podcast, episode 0, getting to know Grant Bemzel. Hey guys, this is episode 0 of the Faith in Field podcast. Just wanted to give you a quick glimpse of who I am and kind of the mission behind this podcast. For those who don't know, I am out in Washington State and just want to give you a quick little background about who I am. I grew up in a Catholic home. A relationship with Jesus was non-existent, but I did go to church, Catholic church with my mom. It was my way to kind of get my own personal gain, a personal reward, if you will. I only went to church in order to receive things. So like if I needed a pair of shoes or some new clothes or whatever, that's kind of the motivation for me to go to church, because I knew that my mom would want to take me to go do that afterwards. Or even get my favorite lunch if I wanted to, a meal that I haven't had in a long time. So a relationship with Jesus was not even a term that I even knew growing up. Played different sports, baseball at a young age, and then football and basketball. Played a lot of baseball growing up, from T-ball at a young age all the way through, the different levels of baseball. And then until I got to the point where I was playing multiple seasons in a year. And then when I got into high school, I left the high school baseball interest meeting, and I was just so burnt out of what the schedule looked like. And my dad had to play some semi-pro baseball back in the day, and that was kind of the main motivator to play. And so when I came home to tell my dad that I wasn't going to play anymore, that was one of the toughest conversations that I had with him.
Toughest conversation that I ever had with my dad, telling him that I wasn't going to play baseball anymore. So he told me that I had to do something else, and I couldn't just sit around the house and do nothing. And so I decided to do track and field, and I wasn't really necessarily serious with track and field until probably the middle of my junior year. And then I started seeing that I could potentially have a future in that. And, never really thought anything of it, because my first love was football, and I thought that that was where I was going to go to college and play football in college. And was the summer going into my senior year, the day before two-a-days, and me and my buddy had a lifting competition, and hurt my back trying to do this lifts, and just couldn't play effectively football, and potential walk-on scholarships that I had were taken away. And so I was looking forward to my senior year throwing, and had a school down in Tacoma, Washington, be interested in wanting me to throw. And so I was recruited by this D3 school in Tacoma to throw. And then, I came in to my freshman year, and I basically had three priorities in my life. And they were sports, girls, and friends and family. And academics and faith were probably not in the top 10. And I found out really quickly that I couldn't handle the stress of football. And so I couldn't play football there at the school because of my back. And so then I had track and field to lean on, but I realized as well that I did not have the study habits to cut it at college. And so the grade check came out and I was not eligible to play. And back then you had to be prove yourself a whole year academically. So you had to prove yourself for a whole entire year before you could get off the ineligible list. And so track and field was basically taken away from me. And so the top priority of sports was taken away from me, and I didn't have that to lean on. And at the time I was kind of hanging out with this girl and kind of fell for her. She ended up breaking my heart. We hung out, you know, August through September, and then I found out she was playing me the whole time. And so that priority of girls basically was non-existent. And then on top of that, just trying to connect with people and seeking people who I can talk to about what was going on and relationships. And then my friends back in, you know, back home, they're all kind of getting into their life at college. And so the voids in my life with sports, girls, and friendship were vacant. And they were gone. And during this whole time, I had a guy, his name was Justin Cruz, and he, shout out to Justin. He basically took me under his wing, and from the very get-go on the first day of orientation, we do these icebreaker games, and he always wanted to be on my team. And I didn't have a very good living situation with my roommate because he had a roommate, or he had a girlfriend that he, you know, brought with him from school, and she spent a lot of nights over, and so I didn't necessarily have a place to stay. And him and his roommate allowed me to sleep on their futon many nights, and his and Justin's roommate would go home every weekend, and so then I got to, you know, sleep in a bed. And so Justin was there, and he took me to the on-campus college ministry called The Well, and I'd never been to any sort of thing like that. I mean, outside of, you know, a Catholic church service, being a part of that was just uncomfortable. I started feeling uncomfortable about it, and he would have conversations about it, and I would see people like raising their hands and singing songs off a screen, and then a guy would come up and just hold a Bible and kind of speak, you know, and share passages, which was totally different than what I was used to. And I remember one night Justin asked me after one of the things, hey, do you have a relationship with Jesus? And I just remember not understanding what that means. And so I was like, well, what does that mean? He's like, well, that means that you know, gave your life to Christ, and that you know, speak to him and pray to him. And so I heard the trigger word prayer, and I was like, oh yeah, I pray to him. Like, yeah, we got a relationship. We're good. And just kind of went on my way. And so during this time of like not being able to do sports because of my academics, hanging out with this girl and getting my heart broken, and then trying to seek, friendships. Justin was kind of talking to me, you know, through this whole process of, you know, sharing his faith. And it was late in October, I believe like October 28th, it was a Monday, and a guy by the name of Benny Perez was coming to speak. And Benny Perez led a big youth movement up in a north area in Washington called Marysville, and was highly regarded to be a great speaker, and was going to come speak at The Well. And that day, I just remember just a different vibe on campus. I remember walking to classes, and then even in classes, and people asking me if I was going to hear Benny Perez speak. Everybody was going to go to it. Professors were going to go to it. People who I knew for a fact were not Christians were going to go to listen to Benny Perez. And I remember making excuses like I got homework, which again, like I was not a good studier. I want to watch the Monday Night Football game, which I remember being like the two worst teams at the time that we were going to be playing. And, just other things like I got to call my mom, or I got to call home and talk to my family, just excuse after excuse of why I wasn't going to go. And 7 o'clock rolled around, and one of the RAs, she was an upperclassman was making the rounds, and she had a couple people with her, and she stopped by the room that I was at, and she's like, hey, you should come, you know, come with us to go listen to Benny Perez. And so I remember being like, no, it's okay. I got this like football game I got to watch. And she said, hey, if you come with me and don't like it, then I will come back and watch this football game with you. And so I thought about, you know, oh, that'd be so cool. Like what a great love story that will be. You know, I'll tell her that I feel uncomfortable, and we'll go back to the dorm room and watch this football game. We'll fall in love and we'll get married and we'll have a great story to tell. But it's funny how God works. 'Cause you know, we walk in there and the worship session was over, and you know, Benny Perez gets to speak, you know, gets up there to speak and shares his life and testimony, which is at the time identical of what I was going through. You know, very popular, you know, grew up at Catholic church, had a lot of friends, went to school, didn't know who Jesus was, met a guy who mentored him. And at this time, like he's sharing his story, I just remember just bawling, like ugly cry, bawling with my hat turned over my eyes. Like I couldn't understand why, like, and I felt attacked because this was my life that was being spoken of like out here in public. But it's funny how God works. You know, people say he's reading our mail. And I remember at the end, he, you know, said that what got him out and filled those voids that were missing was a relationship with Jesus. And so then he did an altar call and, you know, counted to three, asked those who, you know, prayed the prayer to pray with him. And it was the first time ever that I spoke to Jesus. And I just remember asking him, you know, if this is something that will fill the voids that I feel miserable of every single day, then I will follow you because I don't want to feel this way anymore. And he counted to three, and then he asked, as a proclamation of faith, I want you to stand up. And I remember standing up, and the minute I stood up, I just knew, it just felt different. And, you know, becoming mature in my faith, I look back on it now, and I just know for a fact that that was just the Holy Spirit that had filled those voids in my heart. And I became instantly a person who was always angry and mad about things. I just felt happy and excited and encouraged. And I remember when I was standing there just feeling different, you know, people were like hugging me. And all I know is I saw Justin from like across the room. He was probably like 50 yards away from me in this like field house that we're in. And I just knew that I needed to get to him. So I remember, you know, shoving my way through people, like people were hugging, like I'm stepping in between, like I didn't care what was stopping me. And I got, you know, got to Justin, gave him a huge hug, and he was celebrating. And it was just an amazing feeling. You know, and we hugged probably for a good 15 minutes. It was like, it was just probably uncomfortable for other people, but, you know, it was just amazing, you know, that I just felt the need to just be around him because he was the one that planted seeds. And then he left and went on the stage and grabbed the mic. And he, you know, he said that, you know, he went on campus and he asked God to reveal to him someone that would, you know, that he wanted to pursue for his kingdom. And God revealed me to Justin. And it's amazing that he was very obedient to that calling, that he didn't give up as much as I tried to brush him off and you know, push Justin aside or how difficult I was. Like Justin was very persistent and knew that he needed to get my heart and to plant seeds. And I'm very thankful for that. You know, I'm thankful for people like that who are obedient to what God has called them to do. And I'm thankful for that, you know. And because of that, you know, 3 weeks later, Justin asked me to join him in leading Young Life. And through Young Life, it gave me an avenue to coach. And that's kind of how I got into coaching, was through Young Life and building relationships with students through coaching. And I remember for the first time just feeling so much more excitement and joy over coaching athletes and what they were doing than I felt for my own personal endeavors. And so I just loved it. I did Young Life and I coached track and field, the throwers, and just loved building that relationship and earning that right to speak about who Christ was in my life and what he was doing and coaching. And, you know, fast forward, you know, I'm at a school up in Washington. I've been here for 15 years And, you know, many life lessons in our walk with Christ is parallel to throwing and through track and field, through, you know, overcoming adversity, you know, learning how to have, you know, flush it to get the next one. And, you know, what are we learning through this journey? And it's just amazing the parallels that you can use through track and field and your faith journey. And, you know, that's kind of where I want this podcast to go, is I want to be able to give a platform for those out there who are living a faith journey through their athletic journey, and give them opportunities to share that with people, whether that's, you know, people transitioning from collegiate or professional into like the real world, and how God has helped them to, you know, just asking people, hey, like, how do you stay motivated to be a Christian and yet be at a high level to compete? Like, what does that look like for you, and how are you able to do that? And those of you out there that hopefully just need to hear that or be encouraged by that, that's kind of the platform that I want this to go, is to be able to give opportunities for those people and myself to share our hearts and to kind of encourage and motivate you as well to do the same. So, yeah, hopefully this is just bigger than just telling stories and you know, posting things that are inspirational, but that will kind of hit home and change lives. And whatever God intends for this, you know, we will continue to be faithful to Him and use that. So anyways, that's kind of wrap up episode 0 of this Faith and Field podcast. And, you know, if you haven't already, follow us on Instagram, faith_N_field. And just give us a follow, shoot us a DM. Obviously, I'd love to pray for you if you have any prayer requests. Or if you know of people who have great stories, and or if yourself have a great story, we'd love to have you on to give you a platform to be able to share that. But anyway, I hope you guys got to know who I was a little bit, understood my story, kind of what my passions are with this and where I want to go. And just hope that, you know, we continue to journey along with this. Hope you were blessed. All right, you guys, be safe. God bless you, and I'll talk to you soon.